Toronto, the Juno Awards are pulling four categories from next year's ceremony as part of a wider review of Canada's biggest music awards show. In a letter obtained by the Canadian Press, organizers told committee members last week of plans to put on hiatus, reggae recording, children's album, Christian, gospel album and international album of the year. The Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences says the decision is part of a broader set of updates, yet to be announced. Representatives for CARES declined to comment on the changes. Some members of the reggae community have contacted Juno's organizers to express their frustration with the surprise announcement, with some wondering if advisory committee leaders were consulted. All four categories were handed out in recent years at a non-televised industry ceremony on the night before the main Juno's broadcast. While none of them are considered marquee Juno prizes, all of them are long-standing categories. The Reggae Award has honored Best Canadian Single or Album since 1985, with winners including Exco Levi and Kirk Diamond. In 1992 and 1993, the category was pulled from the show and reggae songs were funneled into the World Music category. The Children's Album category started in 1979 and has honored Fred Penner, Splashin' Boots and Sharon, Lois and Bram. It's also awarded mainstream artists who've made brief forays into the genre, including Barenaked Ladies. Christian, Gospel Album was launched in 1998 and has honored Matt Brower and last year's winner Kay Anthony. The International Album Award has existed since 1975 and gone to some of the world's biggest acts, from Paul McCartney to Adele. The 2025 Juno Awards are scheduled to take place in Vancouver on March 30. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 9, 2024. David Friend, The Canadian Press.